This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by the all-new Natural Light Natterdays. With a refreshing strawberry lemonade twist, it's Natterdays.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team that's on the way back, a College World Series title. Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Yesterday, as far as scheduling goes for football, for the first time since 1944, the University of Arkansas Razorback football team has scheduled to play an in-state school. First time since World War II. That this has happened.
Big news, not surprising news.
No, not surprising news. And
the university has done a good job of kind of testing the waters on this. You know, using other sports, primarily baseball, the most visible of the big three this time of year. And, you know, played UALR before a football game in a exhibition last fall. Played UALR this year, played UAPB this year. And lost one of those games to UALR, and nobody, like, the sun still rose the next morning. Life still went on. So, you know, Arkansas has been kind of, I think, testing the waters on what the feedback would be about playing other in-state schools. Because, as you said, it's been the long-term policy, predating Frank Broyles' time at the university. And he had a very iron-fisted, staunch policy about no in-state schools on the schedules of any sport. This wasn't just a football rule or a basketball rule.
It's across the board.
Cross country, track and field. You weren't invited if you were UCA or UAPB or Arkansas State or any other in-state institution. That's just the way it was. So it's a new day. It's a new era. Not surprising what we learned yesterday, but it is big news because it breaks with tradition that's been going on for, you know, nearly 70 years.
Yeah, and playing the University of Arkansas Pine Bluffs, sticking it with a system school, like right there, is because, you know, it makes all the sense in the world that this would be the team that you do it against. And it's not, they're going to basically have two games on schedule as of right now, 2021 in Razorback Stadium and 2024 in Razorback Stadium. So it's not a home and home, don't worry. Nobody has to head down to Pine Bluff to see the Razorbacks play. So you don't have to do that, but when this announcement was made yesterday, I was shocked that it happened this soon. I still felt like it was going to take some time before you got to that point. And when it happened, I just from the reaction from most people on social media, it seemed like there was some excitement to it. And there was people that really didn't take too much of an issue to it. But I think, again, it's because when it came down to all of the controversy and all the topics got thrown around, it was never about Arkansas playing in-state schools. It was about Arkansas playing Arkansas State. Mm-hmm. That's where the controversy and all the anger and animosity came from, was just Arkansas playing Arkansas State. But Arkansas playing an in-state school that's not named Arkansas State, most people are like, all right, fine. But like we talked about before the show, it has a lot to do with the fact that Arkansas fans and the Arkansas program is not really ever going to be, at least, you know, I never say never, I guess, but just basing it off of logic, is never going to be in danger of losing a game versus UAPB. Now, I know it's hard for you to say.
There's no immediate fear.
Yeah, there's no thing where it's like, okay, well, if they catch you at the right time and you catch them at the right time, where they have a great team and you have an absolutely awful team, like that, this doesn't seem like it's going to be on the horizon, because UAPB is not really known for its football prowess, even if its own division and its own conference.
Now, they're a SWAC school. It's FCS, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're going to continue with, at least for two more times, you know, on the schedule, 21 and 24, a FCS opponent on your schedule, which is something that I know the SEC and schools in the Power Five are trying to break away from.
Yes.
So at some point, there may be a rule that says you can't play UAPB, and it won't be Arkansas's rule. It will be some kind of conference or college football rule, because I know that has been a scheduling push, is no more FCS schools.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't hold with that. So that says 70. It's 75 years.
Right. Well, and
early. I can't do math well.
And that's the thing, is that, you know, even though it's an FCS opponent, and I know that how from people from the outside of the state of Arkansas probably don't give two rips about Arkansas playing UAPB, and it's not going to be like, oh man, I can't wait to watch that game. I mean, it's just, it's not that type of matchup. But, well, you know, going along with scheduling and FCS opponents, Arkansas is going to have FCS opponents more often than not anyway. So why not just go ahead and make it one in the state?
Right. But they're trying to get away from that. Anyway, no one's worried about losing this game. That's why it's, you know, no one's wringing their hands. And I'm going to tell you, if it was Arkansas State instead of UAPB, this conversation would be much different.
Oh, my goodness. This whole show would be different.
The phone lines would be much different. Not one call yet to this point about playing UAPB. Because no one's worried about losing that game. I mean, there's just no fear of, you're playing UAP. It's just another Alcorn State or another Grambling or another someone of that caliber on your schedule. In fact, maybe less than some of those other FCS teams you've played. So, you know, Arkansas's had some close shaves in non-conference games, and obviously we saw last year you got beaten a couple of them, North Texas and Colorado State. So, you never say never, but this is an even lower level. I don't think Arkansas has had very many close shaves in FCS games. Be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Now, some people get all in a twist about the money not leaving the state. I guess this satisfies that part of the crowd. Well, now the money you'd be giving someone else stays within the system. I think that's part of the motivation as well.
It is.
So I guess this pleases everyone. Question mark? Is there anyone upset about it? Those are the people I want to hear from today. If you're out there listening and you're PO'd about the fact that Arkansas is now breaking with a 75-year tradition of not playing in-state schools, if you're mad, I want to know why. Or, I'd like to hear that side of the story. I don't think we'll get a lot of calls.
No.
Not from that angle.
No, in fact, the only people that I could say probably are mad or frustrated by this are more often the people that wanted Arkansas and Arkansas State for whatever reason. And they're just saying, well, this is crap. See, you're still running from Arkansas State. You're too scared to play.
The only people that want that, John, are the people that graduated there or went there, have lived in that, born and raised in the northeast corner.
Yep.
You know,
or people that don't have a dog in the fight either way, and they just want to see it just because they want to troll on Twitter. I mean, that's essentially the only people that I've seen actually wanting that game. And that's why it's like, okay, so any of you that were out there that were yelling at Arkansas for not playing in-state schools, yelling at them and getting all frustrated and mad and saying they're scared, okay, they're playing an in-state school. So you can't be mad about that anymore. You can't be frustrated. But if you are, that just shows you that you didn't care about Arkansas playing in-state schools. You just cared about them playing Arkansas State.
You got it.
That's all it was about. That's all it ever was about. And that's all you wanted. So this is probably not going to satisfy you if that's what you wanted. But in all honesty, I think it's a great move by Hunter Yurecek. And I think that the rule that Frank Broyles had in place was understandable for the most part. I felt like it made sense. And I think that at the time, because I could be wrong about this, Tommy, but during the time of the Frank Broyles era at Arkansas, you know, these other schools in the state weren't even close to on the same radar. I mean, even Arkansas State wasn't even close to being on the same radar that Arkansas was. It was still a state that was building up football and building up football programs and athletic programs. And I'm not trying to, put words in anybody's mouth, but I just always felt like that was Frank Broyles saying, I don't want any school, I don't want to support or give any extra motivation for school to grow up into this state and try to threaten the prominence of the University of Arkansas.
What Coach Broyles didn't want is anyone donating money to someone other than the Razorback Foundation. That's what he didn't want.
Well, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It's like you didn't want anything, any positive, any benefits, anything going to a different school in the state besides your own.
It wasn't so much about fandom. He didn't want to divide donations. That's
yes. And, for the most part, he did a good job because that was never in danger.
Did a great job.
Yeah, so he obviously had mission accomplished on that. So, but things have changed. Things are changing. And the fact that Arkansas is playing UAPB, okay.
Yeah, and guess what? When this game gets here in 2 years, it'll be just like baseball.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of fanfare? Ooh, Arkansas is playing UALR. Ooh, they're playing
I feel like there was more from the Little Rock crowd than there was from anywhere else, but that was the only reason, guys, is because it was Little Rock.
Ooh,
Yeah.
It'll just kind of be another football game.
Well, that's fine. I just hope that
it better end up like just another
football game. Yeah, and again, that's fine. But UAPB, you better bring your band. I want you guys to perform at halftime. Nothing against the Best in Sight and Sound from the U of A, but that's a Showtime band, and I want to see that marching band perform at halftime.
They're not going to give up halftime for the Arkansas band. So forget
But it's all in the system, Tommy. The same system school.
Maybe they'll co-perform or something.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Have a co-perform or something. I just want to see them perform.
Pre-game. Pre-game.
Yeah, do something.
No, you
like
can't
that.
Do that because you got the A out on the field. So you got to have the
post-game.
The day. I don't know when they perform, but you're right.
Yeah.
You're correct in your analysis. You got to figure out the logistics.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by the all-new Natural Light Natterdays, a light lager brewed with a phenomenal strawberry lemonade flavor that's perfect for bringing the fun to every occasion. The new Natural Light Natterdays.
Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
It's just joining us, so obviously we've been talking about Arkansas scheduling UAPB in football for 2021 and 2024. And the reaction has been fairly positive for the most part, at least from Razorback fans. But the question becomes, does this open up the door to a possibility or a greater possibility of playing more in-state schools? Or is this kind of the, hey, this is what we're doing. This is an in-state school. We're keeping it right here.
So we know Arkansas State's not an option. It's not part of the UA system.
Neither is UCA.
And you're not going to play, UCA as well. You're not going to play any Division II school in football. Now, I could see a day where Arkansas might play one of the Division II Great American Conference schools in an exhibition game in basketball. Because they'll play schools of that level pretty frequently.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a UA Fort Smith or a UA Monticello or SAU, someone that's in the system, I could see that happening in basketball as an exhibition game, not even a non-conference game. So you're not going to play them in football. So who's left?
I mean, those are the really only schools left would be Arkansas State or UCA.
Right. So, in football, this is really it because everyone else that's in the system, am I missing something? I don't always understand the
system,
but I know there's a lot of smaller schools and there's some Division II schools. I don't think there's another one that plays football on a level that Arkansas could schedule if UCA and Arkansas State are not, they're not part of the system. So if they're out, this is the only, I don't see this expanding any further.
No.
I don't see a way.
No.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the way I'm looking.
No, I'm seeing it the same way, and that's why I even posed the question.
Because Little Rock doesn't play football.
Mm-mm.
That'd be the next biggest school, and they're the biggest school.
And they've been trying to get football, but
that ain't gonna happen.
No, I don't think so either. So yeah, you're just limited in your schools that you're able to schedule, and it's
to like one.
Yeah, because to one, you're limited as much as possible. You ain't got one school that you can actually schedule, but with Arkansas doing it and with the Arkansas system and they keeping the money in state, which was always something that they wanted to do, or people that wanted the game between Arkansas and Arkansas State to happen, it's all settled in. And so I've always had this opinion of Arkansas and Arkansas State that it never needs to happen. And I don't want to turn this into the huge debate between the two, but I just there's no reason for it to happen. But now that you have UAPB having it in schedule, it satisfies those people, or at least it should satisfy those people who had the opinion of saying Arkansas needs to play in state schools. All right, they're playing in state schools. They're keeping the money not only in the state, but in the system. So therefore, case should be closed. But it's not going to be.
Make no mistake, you are a step closer to playing Arkansas State today.
Was my question. You're closer to it.
Yeah, because you have broken down this 75-year rule that we don't play in-state schools. We don't schedule them in any sport. Haven't done it since, 1944?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done it since 1944. Well, now you've changed that rule. So that's one big hurdle, one big barrier gone. At some point, I believe there will be a governor, a legislature, there will be some outside government force that will come in and make this happen 10 years from now or something, where Arkansas and Arkansas State will play.
But why?
I'm not saying it's right.
I'm just
saying you're a step closer to playing Arkansas State. Even though you're still a long ways from it, I still think this decision to play an in-state school in UA Pine Bluff puts you a step closer to someday playing Arkansas State in football.
Right. No, I understand that. I'm just asking you, not just specifically from you, but those people who, if a government or a governor or whoever came in and wanted to make that happen, why though? What is such the burning factor in it that the government of the state wants to get involved on it? Like what driving force What big of a deal does it need to be to where the local government, the state government here, would feel inclined to get involved with a football schedule?
Well, a lot of times in life, the only thing bigger than money is power.
Right.
And when you have the power to make things and influence to make things like that happen, there will come a time someone tries to flex that muscle. And let's just be honest. The University of Arkansas's athletic department doesn't wield the same power it did 20 years ago. When Frank Broyles ran that thing, the governor was fearful of getting in the way of Frank Broyles. It's just the way it was. I don't know that state government has the same view or the same, maybe fear is not the right word, but healthy, more maybe too healthy of respect. I mean, Frank Broyles was the most powerful person in this state, including the governor, for a lot of my life.
Yeah.
And I just think you're in a different day and a different time because you don't have a titan up there ruling with an iron fist the way you once did. And it's easier as you have transitions in leadership in the university system and the athletic department for state government and other outside influences. At some point, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, at some point, I think this eventually the other side will get what they want.
And see, and I'm scared that you're going to be right because I feel like that's something that the government or anybody outside of the athletic departments don't need to be involved in.
You want this funding? You want to continue to get your funding?
See,
well,
that's wrong. You know, that's a wrong
way. But that's
way.
What happened. That's what's happened in Texas with other situations. If you think politics won't be involved at the highest level, I'm just saying you're a step closer because now the U of A doesn't have a reason. Well, they don't have we don't play in state schools. We don't compete with that policy has now changed.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just a matter of, you don't want to play someone in your system. So what if they combine the system? Well, what if something changed? Well, we'll bring Arkansas State in. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because that's really what the question comes down to. Did they open the door completely and saying, all right, we may let some people in here to play Arkansas? Or did they open up the door just a little bit, get UAPB in and close the door again where it's over? That's the question that it's going to be.
I'm just saying that, down the road you may have a very interesting situation.
Yep.
And I'm not saying like 3 years or four.
That
the second game in this series is 5 years from now.
Yeah.
So any change I'm talking about would be a decade down the road or something.
Yeah. No, I hear you on that. Let's go to the phone lines. Don is in Greenwood. What's going on, Don?
Hey, guys, I didn't go to either college, and I don't have any social media at all. I'm 50 years old, and I'm telling you, they're testing the waters. Yeah. They were scared of Broyles. He had an iron fist.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new posse up there. There's a new crowd. They're just testing the waters. Arkansas State is coming, and y'all's opinion is y'all's opinion. We have other opinions, too. And I'm telling you, it's good for the state. All they're doing is testing the waters. It's coming soon. I'm just saying, and I didn't go to either college, but y'all's arguments... There's an argument on the other side, and when you come off,
you just repeat. You just repeat, Don. You just repeated what I just said. Were you not listening?
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. I just don't agree with the other one. I totally agree with you.
What's the other one?
Exactly
what
you just said is true. The other guy on the radio, he's against it. He's against it, and he just says there's no advantage to it. There's a huge advantage to playing Arkansas State.
What's the advantage? What's the advantage?
Yeah.
Give me the advantage.
Number one, it ends totally. The Little Rock debate.
Who cares? What debate?
That's an opinion. Who cares? I care.
About Little Rock?
Cares.
What are you talking about? What does Little Rock have to do with it?
It ends the debate on who plays there. It ends it.
There is no
There's
debate.
There's no more. Yes, there is. There's always a debate on whether we should play there or whether
But
we
how
should.
Does that end the debate?
Whether they get a conference game or whether they get a practice game or whatever.
How does
it ends the debate. It makes it Arkansas State.
I'm
it's
lost.
Over.
So hold on. So you're saying Arkansas and Arkansas State would play in Little Rock and that ends the debate? Or what are you talking
about? Absolutely. That's exactly where they would play. They would play in Arkansas State and it would be done. It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. There is a new posse up there and it's going to happen. And I didn't go to either college.
Oh, my God.
But I'm telling you, the state wants it. It's a new time, guys. It's coming. They're just testing the waters. But when you just come on the radio and you just say, there's no advantage to it, that's not true.
So the advantage in your mind, the number one advantage, Don, the number one advantage to you in this whole thing would be it ends the Little Rock debate. That's the advantage?
Oh, It does multiple things. It ends the Little Rock debate.
Okay.
It gives us a better game to play because who we just lined up against, that's just deadly wings, and y'all know it. The reason we don't want to play them is because they could beat us. It's a better game. And in order to be taken as a successful team in the SEC, you got to play better people.
Oh, well let me tell you, Don. Arkansas will get all the respect in the world from the SEC and National as long as they schedule Arkansas State. These Missouri States, these other Sun Belt teams.
Now you're taking it.
You just said that.
No, sir, I did not.
Yes, you did, Don.
I did not.
Don, you just said.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
Alabama does not shy away from anybody.
Okay.
They don't.
Okay.
Arkansas,
what are you talking about?
We look like
you're talking.
I'm not
going to
argue with you guys because y'all had the final say. But I'm telling you, there's people out there who want to see the game, and I don't have a Twitter, and I didn't go to either college. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Don. But I'm telling that I don't know what your argument.
I don't understand.
Man.
Yeah, I mean that's I don't understand your argument, Don.
You were saying that the benefits are is that it ends the Little Rock debate, which still does not make sense because you're still playing a game in Little Rock. Therefore, the debate will carry on. And then your other was talking about that you schedule a better opponent than UAPB.
And I agree with Don on that. Neither one of us would argue that.
No,
Arkansas
I'm not
State
arguing.
Is a better opponent, and there is a much, much higher risk of losing to Arkansas State than UAPB.
But having UAPB or Arkansas State, those two opponents, or either one on the schedule,
not
is not going
to gain you like national prominence. Well, look at this non-conference schedule Arkansas's loaded up on.
No.
They've added a state.
Yeah.
Arizona State? No. Arkansas State.
Yeah, and it's not going to make you a better football team playing Arkansas State instead of UAPB.
Right.
That's not going to make you a better football team. I mean, it just that.
Listen. I agree with your points that Arkansas has scheduled the easiest of the possible, I guess, three other opponents in the state.
Yes, I will agree with that. And we're not debating that part.
Yeah.
But again, it's
and
about advantages and benefits.
Don, as we were talking for the last 10 minutes about, I believe it someday it is coming. Now, maybe for different reasons than you, but I believe you've cracked the door to that becoming a possibility somewhere a decade down the road.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it won't happen.
I'm not
happen.
Sure what we're disagreeing on.
I'm not saying it won't happen. I'm just saying it shouldn't happen. That's my whole thing on it.
Did he go to school at Arkansas? Or
he said he didn't have to need it.
I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, well, remember what I said.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by the all-new Natural Light Natterdays, the new beer of the summer, with a refreshing strawberry lemonade twist. Natterdays, fun for every occasion.
They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house.
Kenny is in Fort Smith. What's going on, Kenny?
Yes, I was just listening, you know, and hearing about all these players that get paid money, you know, they go to these colleges, you know, just like this assistant coach has been paying somebody $10,000 a month to go. I just wonder if the IRS has ever jumped in and, you know, made these players pay, you know, taxes on this, and, you know, these coaches, assistant coaches, or even universities, you know, you're actually employing these people. So you lied on your taxes, and why don't they get fined, penalties, and all these extra fees for employing these players to come to their school?
Those are great points. Those are great points, Kenny. And I think at some point, you know, that's how they ended up getting Capone years ago.
I mean,
I'm not
tax fraud.
But in any time you have these scandals, the IRS is always the one that has a way to bring you down because no one seems to ever pay their taxes. More often than not, not always, but more often than not on illegally gained funds. And that's always what seems to be the sticking point that in the end gets people. So, no, those are great questions and great points.
You know, I just thought, you know, I mean, I understand all these big-time people, but you send these kids from an IRS letter, sending these kids a letter saying, hey, you owe this much taxes because you got paid, and they're only in their early 20s. They'll be scared to death, being like, oh, man, I got to pay 25-35% on all this money I just got. And I ain't got it. What am I going to do?
They'll be singing like the Tabernacle Choir. I mean, they'll have no problem telling what's going on and who did it and how much. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll shut up and let y'all get back. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, you too, Kenny. Appreciate the phone call.
I have had that comment on other scandals like this, and that's another great opinion to add to this, Kenny. That's absolutely right. At some point, because they always seem to show up, is the IRS in these matters. When people are getting money, did you pay your taxes on that money? So if mama or daddy got 50 grand for you to come to school there, or you were getting 10 grand a month, did you pay your third? Because you know the answer is no.
No, because who's going to, if you're doing illegal activities, getting money, now, it's not going to be like, well, let's do it the right way, guys.
I don't know if you actually became their employer by giving them the 10 grand legally, but nonetheless, if you receive money in that fashion, you owe your money, you owe your taxes on it.
Well, if someone's getting paid $10,000 a month, which we're talking about DeAndre Ayton over at Arizona, where the report, at least as it was on the wiretaps, that Sean Miller was paying DeAndre Ayton $10,000 a month, and you're in school, I guess he was in school for 9-10 months or whatever, assuming that's all it was. Just say if it was a full year, you're about $120,000 in a year.
Okay.
So I would assume.
I don't know what the state taxes are in Arizona, but I can tell you that he's roughly going to owe at least 28% in federal taxes on that amount of money.
And the IRS will always come for their money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
so roughly he's going to owe, I don't know, doing the quick 35 grand plus taxes. Or plus interest and penalties.
The IRS always wins in these deals.
Because
like you said, it brought down Al Capone. That was the only thing that could bring down Al Capone. Had all the power in the world except over the IRS.
Right. The IRS always wins when you win, and they never lose when you lose.
That's right.
That's the way it works.
That's right. Have you had any run-ins with the IRS?
Knock, where's the wood?
Yeah, I'd say. I've always got this fear is I'm going to get a letter. Something I didn't do right.
Pay a little more than I owe to keep them away.
Yeah, no, I'm all for that, and I'm all about that. So, but, you know, we have a, you know, we were talking a lot about, obviously, the topic of UAPB and Arkansas playing each other. And, you know, I think we can get back into that because I think still there's some elements that I think is interesting of the whole thing because, again, the question becomes, does are we one step closer to having more in-state schools played in football, or is this going to be the one-time deal? And Hunter Yurecek, you know, I know when I say Hunter Yurecek, there's other people involved. I'm just using his name as kind of the guy that's up there saying, hey, let's play UAPB and just giving him the credit, even though I know it had other parties and other people involved. But that Hunter Yurecek in scheduling this game, it makes me wonder, though, is this something that he wanted to do, or is it something that maybe from the other donors or the board or whoever.
Yeah, there you go, board.
Okay, so the board wanted this to happen. And you feel like, because I'm inclined to agree with you, that under Jeff Long, when he was athletic director, the board probably wanted it too, but Jeff Long was like, no, we're not doing that.
I think that was one thing, the stadium thing. You got to remember, the board is appointed by the governor.
That's right.
And it's not just comprised of people that went to the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, and they don't all live in Bentonville, Washington County. And it is truly a representation for the system statewide. I mean, we could pull up a list. I know it's a 10-year appointment. You get a list of where all these folks are from, but they're from various areas and regions of our state. So they're not all beholden to what's going on in the Northwest Arkansas bubble. So they have a different view. They look at it through a different lens than a lot of people on the western side of the state about the stadium debate, about playing in-state schools, and about other issues because you're on the board and you live in Monticello or Magnolia or
Paragould,
El Dorado, or exactly the northeast corner. You know, so your view isn't necessarily in line with what a lot of fans or, you know, and you're not beholden to the ballot box either because you're a governor's appointee. So, I mean, you got to remember, and the board has the ultimate say, the power. They can hire and fire the chancellor and the system president and ultimately, as we've seen, heavy hand an athletic director situation. You know, generally the board doesn't come down and fire someone like an athletic director, but they can make sure it happens.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's always fascinating. It's always been fascinating to me, and I don't want to bring it up from the perspective of Jeff Long, but it was always fascinating to me of the amount of things that had to happen for somebody like Jeff Long to get fired.
Well,
like
remember him sitting outside of that meeting?
Yes.
And just sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting. It's just like they were letting him waver in the, just hang out there
basking
in the wind.
Basking it a little bit, yeah.
As the board was in there talking about him, clearly.
Yeah.
And his future. So, I mean, they have flexed some of their muscle over the last 2 years, and I believe a lot of this is board of trustee driven.
Yeah. And, you know, Hunter Yurecek, I'm not just saying he's a figurehead, but there are times, though, where you can tell it's like, because I honestly, truly don't believe that Hunter Yurecek just walked into the U of A as an athletic director and then on his own volition said, you know what, Arkansas should play some in-state schools. And then just
how about Pine Bluff?
Yeah, that works. Let's just do that. I don't think it was that case. I think it was something when he got hired and brought in, the board or whoever was saying, all right, there are some of the things that we did not like from the previous athletic director mm-hmm. that ended up being his demise and leading to his demise, at least.
Well, I think there's clearly been a message sent that we don't want division in this state amongst the fan base, be it the stadium debate, be it this issue of playing in-state schools, and this whole marketing campaign / culture building, whatever, with this one Razorback. That's been right. From the get-go, Hunter Yurecek's message is, it's one Razorback statewide. I mean, I don't think that he came in and that was part of his plan of, here's why you should hire me as your athletic director.
Right.
I think that was, hey, here's, now you go figure out how you market it and how we want to do it. He may have came up with the slogan, one Razorback, him and his team. But I'm just saying, I think the board and the chancellor were giving, great input and great direction. We really want to unify the state again.
Yeah.
And that's the reason you're playing Missouri every other year, the red-white game every other year in Little Rock. And I think this just falls in line with some of those same decisions as now you're going to play UAPB in 2021 and 2024 in Fayetteville and make that, a new day and a new era and break with tradition that at that point will be over 75 years apart in playing an in-state school in football.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I think it also goes back and shows the brilliance of Frank Broyles, where he was able to he had that policy, no in-state schools, no playing in-state schools in any sport, but he was also able to have the state completely and totally unified across the board mm-hmm. for this one school.
By doing that, too.
By doing that. And so that's, again, it was just kind of showing the brilliance of it, and it got fractured in various different ways. And I'm with you, Tommy. I don't think we'll ever have anybody come out and say exactly all the reasons and outline why Jeff Long was fired. But the reasons like this and some of the changes that we're seeing that Hunter Yurecek is doing leads me to believe, using logic, that these were some of the things that they said, hey, you need to do, Jeff. And he said no. So let's show you the door.
But make no mistake. And if I say a lot of things on this show, this will be the most accurate thing I say today. There will never be another athletic director that wields the power that Frank Broyles had. They'll never allow anyone to gain that kind of influence, power, and stroke that he had. It will never happen again.
Yeah.
In our state, where one person that's not, even the governor, doesn't have the power that Frank Broyles seemed to once had to influence basically any situation in our state.
Yeah.
Well, whether it was roadways, if you notice that the bridges are painted, the bridge girders in Northwest Arkansas are painted red. Who do you think got that done mm-hmm. years ago? I mean, just the man had total influence over nearly any situation. You'll never see another AD or a chancellor or even a member of a board have the kind of power that Frank Broyles once had.
Not just an added to that, I guess. You have Frank Broyles and the greatness that he had, but also the fact that he didn't go out and take over the power that he had. He went out and built up and earned the power that he had by building the University of Arkansas Athletic Department mm-hmm. to what it is today.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by the all-new Natural Light Natterdays, the new beer of the summer.
Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, talk a little recruiting. Richard, appreciate you joining us this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Hey, anytime. And there's a lot of things I want to get to with you about recruiting, obviously, but starting with basketball, and I just, maybe I'm looking at this differently. You cover recruiting, you do a great job of it, you do football, you do basketball, but specifically in basketball, since Eric Musselman has taken over, I just feel like there's a lot more information out there, a lot more offers, a lot more visits, a lot more interest. Is that just me, or is it actually happening that way where Eric Musselman is making a lot more noise in the recruiting realm than what we're used to at Arkansas?
Just you, John. No, I'm just kidding. no, I mean, he's definitely more aggressive as far as putting out offers and the offers, the amount of offers that he's sent out since he's been here is, it definitely escalated from what we've experienced in the past. But just a lot of activity. There's no doubt about it. And how all this is going to work out, I mean, as far as the numbers and who's going to come on board and who's not, who knows? I mean, we're talking about trying to finish out the 2019 class, and then he extended all these offers in the 2020 class and 2021 classes. You got all these grad transfers and other transfers that are possibilities to fill out this class. It's a lot of activity. There's no doubt about it. It keeps cutting. Keeps you busy.
Yeah. I know he was on the road last weekend. There were big national events going on, one in Atlanta, one in Dallas, another in Kansas City, where coaches were making rounds, not only seeing the best high school athletes available out there, but also, you know, junior college players that are still available. One of the offers that he does have is Jalen Williams, sports bet. I saw yesterday on Twitter where he's also picked up an offer from Auburn as well out of the SEC.
Yeah, definitely. That's the good thing, obviously, about the evaluation period where the coaches can see you. I mean, that's the best evaluation. Film is great, but being able to see in person is the preferable route. And unfortunately, you're only having this past weekend was the only time in the spring the coaches would be able to see the kids in person. And next time would be in July at some events, but he's just seeing him the last few times that I have, you see a more confident, more reassured Jalen Williams, and a guy that has always had the tools. He's putting it all together, and he's a guy that can hit from beyond the three, very comfortable from there, and he's definitely got more confidence in the paint.
You mentioned the schedule and when coaches can and cannot see and evaluate these players. I know the NCAA has went, above and beyond with some changes, not only in the schedule, but how they certify certain venues that can and cannot be used. Give us some more insight on the schedule in particular, because the live periods have changed a little bit, and it's really changed the way the summer schedule has gone for these big events, which has really forced some consolidation into just a handful of weekends. That's made it tougher on coaches, you know, to quite frankly be in two places at once.
Yeah, no doubt. In July, you're going to see a lot more activity then, but there's only one weekend where they're able to attend some of the shoe-sponsored events, and then other times it's going to be events that the NCAA has sanctioned for is more focused on the high school level and trying to get the high school coaches involved in the recruiting process. So they'll still be able to see the kids. It's just not going to be in the way that they've been used to. In the past, you had two evaluation periods in the spring and three in July. Now, I mean, as far as the shoe events, and now you're only going to have one in April, one in July, and the other events that the NCAA is setting up, too.
Speaking of Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette right now on the Morning Rush. Richard, a player, specific player I wanted to ask you about was Cal transfer Connor Vanover, who was a former Baptist prep player here in the state of Arkansas, 7'3", goes to Cal looking to transfer out, but now he's putting together a visit to Arkansas. What can you tell us about this situation and the likelihood that Connor may make his way back to playing for the University of Arkansas?
Yeah, he's going to visit Arkansas. excuse me.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That
next
gum
week,
pollen.
Next week. I love it. Yeah. May 9th and then next weekend also. May 9th and May 10th. May 10th. At Arkansas, then he'll visit Vandy Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Shortly after that, he should make his decision about where he'll go. It's Cal, Vandy, or Arkansas. He'll either stay at Cal or attend one of these other two schools. But you know, obviously his mom played at Arkansas, so I tend to think that, you know, if everything goes well and they're Arkansas and Connor's on the same page, I think you'd like Arkansas's chances, but you don't know until it happens.
All right, Richard, before we let you get out of here, just an overall, as far as the football side of things go, I know that's always going on. Just what's kind of an update on how football things are looking for Chad Morris and the Razorback football team right now, recruiting-wise?
He and the staff have 5 official visitors coming in, a Minnesota linebacker commit, Juwan Mitchell from Butler. He'll be coming in on Friday. And Brandon Frazier, a tight end from McKinney, Texas, will be coming in today and leave on Saturday. Jahari Rogers, a highly recruited cornerback from Arlington. Garrett Hayes, a major offensive line target of Coach Fry and Coach Morris, 6'5", 280, extremely athletic kid from Athens, Texas. He'll be in Friday. And Savion Williams, a big receiver, about 6'4", 6'5", 180 pounds, a guy that I really like. He looks like a scat back, a smaller receiver in the open field could make you look silly, but this is a key weekend for Arkansas football. There's no doubt about it. As far as any visits this weekend for Arkansas basketball, not expecting any unless something happens unexpectedly.
Also, Richard, we just had a late question here by Alan who wanted us to ask you, how many basketball scholarships are available? What's that situation look like for Arkansas?
Well, I mean, Coach Musselman said he wanted to sign 3 in the spring. And, you know, he didn't anticipate anybody leaving initially, but, you know, it's kind of hard to believe that there may not be some movement on the current roster. So, you know, whenever a coach says I'm expecting to sign this many, I always say it's a fluid situation, especially because you just never know who becomes available and things change so quickly. And we've seen that in football. And so I would say minimum of 3, could be 4, could be, you know, or so for basketball.
There you have it. Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Always appreciate you, Richard. Have a great weekend, man. Looking forward to catching up with you next week, all right?
All right, guys. Take care.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at hitthatline.com.